blushing at the college girls in that club called Signs and Wonders. There's no virgin territory for a body like hers. A body of water, it makes him unpinnable, makes him offensive. Me drop dead. We'll be right back.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself, and remember,
you are not alone.
And welcome back. That last track for the PSA there was by a band called Pax. It was called Page Machine. And once again, I'm your host, Varian, and you're tuned into Open Mic on CGSF 90.1 FM. So tonight, I got big plans. Aside from I'm probably going to have to write a paper after this, but at least I don't have to go to work today. That's kind of nice. It's always a rush to have to, like, come go to radio and then, like, rush to work, but I'm getting off topic here. After this, me and a bunch of friends were all gonna go watch Dune 2, and for whatever reason, my roommate, who was, like, really, I mean, I guess he heard it somewhere on Reddit, he's very adamant about going to watch this movie in 4D. I didn't even know that they do 4D movies at Cineplex, because, you know, I feel like 4D for the longest time was such a novelty thing. Also, like, it's, like, not really 4D, obviously, you know? I mean, but it is kind of just, like, a novelty. Like, the last time I remember going to a 4D thing was, like, I remember going to Legoland as a kid, and, like, I think they had, like, they had clutch powers or something, like a little Lego guy, and, you know, like, the seat would, like, poke at you, or, like, there'd be, like, a hose or, like, a little air hose under your legs to make it feel like a bunch of spiders were walking under your legs and stuff, or there would, you know, I remember going to, like, I don't know where it was, maybe it was at Universal, there was a 4D ride where you go to the Krusty Krab and they, like, spray a bunch of pickled juice in the air and it smells like pickles. So yeah, I'm gonna go see Dune 2 in 4D. My roommate said that, like, somewhere on Reddit he heard that, like, you know, as far as a 4D movie goes, it's kind of like whatever, you know, but, you know, there's, like, one scene where he, like, rides the worm, and apparently that's, like, you know, worth it to go see the movie in 4D. So, you know, that's where we're going. I'm going to Metrotown. But I had not actually, like, caught up to Dune prior to this weekend. I kind of had to do, like, I kind of had to do my homework and kind of had to like watch the first part, obviously. And so I watched it on maybe Saturday night, maybe Friday night. I watched it, you know, illegally on the internet. And nothing really happened in the first movie, to be honest. Okay, this might be like a bit of spoilers. I'll try not to get too much into it, but you know, I get that the movie, I get the book was written in like the 60s, but it's kind of funny because a lot of it feels to me, okay, I feel like I might upset some like real hardcore Dune fans, but I feel like some of it feels and like sounds like a bit of like a white savior story. So for example, the main character, so everyone's got these like cool names, you know, like the Bene Gesserit and like, you know, all these like cool names. And, you know, there's obviously like, I mean, I don't know a lot about it because the first movie doesn't really go into it, but there's like, there's a whole tribe of like native people. They're native to the planet of Arrakis. And they're like sand people. They're called the Fremens or the Freemans. And they kind of speak like a very, like, I want to say like Arabic sounding language, maybe. I don't know if that's too far off. It's a made up language, obviously, but you know, and so the story kind of starts off with the main character being this guy named Paul, which was kind of like, you know, his name's Paul. I mean, sorry to Paul's out there, you know, but, you know, this is like a sci-fi, you know, story, you know, and I was expecting some, like, I don't know, like, some cool name, you know. I mean, I don't know. See, I brought this up to all my friends. I was like, man, his name's like Paul. Like, it's kind of lame, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like they could have done so much more. I mean, again, you know, hindsight 2020, this was like written in like the late 60s, early 70s, I think the book was. I should probably fact check that and another tab. But yeah, it was written in 1965. But everyone's really stoked on the name Paul Atreides because that's like his like title or whatever. But it just seems really weird a little bit because it's just like, I think maybe the intent is like, I mean, I see this a lot in specifically like anime shows. I don't be reading that much. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. I do not be reading. But a lot of like anime shows, you know, they always have the protagonist. He kind of always looks a little plain, and he's kind of got like long black hair, you know, and he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of cool, but he's like mysterious in a way. And I think, you know, they obviously do that to be relatable to the average Japanese, you know, audience. I think this is mostly applies to shonen anime, obviously. You know, it's implied by the shonen title that it is for adolescent boys. But you know, I think it's like, oh, he looks just like me, you know. So maybe the name Paul is like, oh, it could be you, you know. This could be a story about, you know, you, you know. But it kind of, you know, the sort of early part of the story is talking about how like there's a chosen one and he's gonna like emancipate the Fremens and like, you know, he's gonna like bring peace to the universe. And it's just like Timothy Chalamet, you know, like just like a quirked up white boy, you know. And Paul Atreides is like, now at the end of the movie, this is a bit of a spoiler, but like at the end of the movie he like joins up with the Fremens and now he's like, you know, he's clairvoyant too. He's got this like destiny that he's gonna become this like, you know, even the Fremens know, but they're like chanting his name and they don't know his name is Paul, like, thank God, you know. Like, it'd be really funny, Paul, yeah, you know. But you know, he gets another title. I'm getting the idea that he gets like another title later on in the story because all the Fremens call him Lisan al-Ghaib, which sounds way cooler. But you know, we'll see. I'm going to go see the second movie tonight. I'm pretty excited. This is like the first time I feel like I've been excited to watch like a movie in theaters for a while. Because like, you know, I think these like major motion pictures are obviously very entertaining for a reason. And so, you know, I'm kind of stoked. And man, I don't know if some of you have kept up with some of, you know, the greater Dune cinematic release, but in the US I saw that they were selling like these like popcorn buckets where the top was like this like ribbed like opening of like a sandworm's mouth, and it was like really weird and kind of creepy and like sensory like overload. Like, I can't imagine sticking my hand in that and pulling out popcorn, feeling all these little like bristles, like, you know, these silicon bristles. Like, anyways, but I saw that like these were going for like insane resell value. Like, I saw that, like, these buckets were, like, going on eBay for, like, $200 a piece or something like that. So, maybe, like, I wonder if Cineplex got onto that, you know? Not that I would buy it, you know? I think out of everybody going, my roommate is the most likely to, like, you know, probably the most likely to, like, impulse buy a Dune sandworm popcorn bucket. But I'm excited for that tonight, so that's my big plan tonight, you know? Anyways, I'm gonna get into some more music here. Excuse me. Oh, God. Let's go. Here, I've got an Algernon Cadwaller song. Here's Katie's Conscience on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. That last track was called Minami Senju by Down T here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm wrapping up my hour for the week. So once again, I've been Varian, and if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again. I'll be back on Tuesday just to play more music and kind of like semi-podcast about things I want to talk about, and you guys will be forced to listen. So I'm going to play a quick promo for another show, and then my last track of the week will be, what am I going to play? Okay, wait, I got to translate this. It's by Stargaze Shelter. I can't really read this. Hajimari no Kisetsu ha owari wa tsugetsu. I don't know what that means. There was actually probably no point of you telling that song, but, you know, if you really want to find it, you can Shazam that, you know? Because I can't really read. Right. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Thank